Today is nomination day for parliamentary and a number of local government elections across Jamaica, September 3. This is WAVS News. The Director of Elections reports that candidates were previously briefed on the protocols for the nomination process in order to save time today.
They would meet with the returning officer, the returns officer. So it's like a pre-meeting then.
Right.
Go through the forms, guide them, you know, the process, and then do the necessary checks. That allows for the process to move much faster today than rather than going back to check the voters list for the 10 nominees. Mm-hmm. That arrangement would have taken place.
Speaking on TVJ this morning, Glasspole Brown also explained that the appearance of candidates at polling stations today was staggered for convenience sake.
And then the returning officer would have agreed to them with them in terms of the time that they would turn up at the polling, the nomination center, in effect, because you don't want all four to turn up at the same time.
Correct.
So what would have
stagger
happened?
Stagger them.
Right, stagger them. So that discussion would have taken place prior to today.
Yeah.
A total of four registered political parties are expected to nominate an estimated 180 candidates today. The president of the Tobago chapter of the Trinidad and Tobago Chamber of Industry and Commerce agreeing that security overrides this year's Independence Day parade and fireworks display.
The majority did indicate that for security purpose-wise, we have no problem. The government knows what's happening in the space, and we don't know per se because it's a security concern, and we don't have any issue about it.
Curtis Williams speaking with TV6 News. Hotelier Alpha Lord reports despite the cancellation of the August 31st celebrations, hotel bookings have seen an increase year over year.
In terms of amount of occupancy, is showing a very strong August 2025.
Better than last year? You can give me some figures, like percentage?
Relative to last year, I would say in the past 3 to 4 years, our strongest August.
Residents in the southeastern Bahamas can expect tropical storm conditions today as Hurricane Erin passes near the area, according to the Disaster Risk Management Authority. Weakening from a Category 5 system, Hurricane Erin was recorded as a Category 3 yesterday, but Jeffrey Green, Deputy Director of the Bahamas Department of Meteorology, says the storm is expected to fluctuate in intensity over the next few days. Residents in the southeast Bahamas should have made preparations for tropical storm conditions for Monday morning. The Georgetown Public Hospital Corporation, in collaboration with Gift of Life International, successfully concluded its second pediatric cardiac collaboration for 2025 from August 4 to 8, delivering renewed hope and advanced cardiac care for Guyanese children living with life-threatening heart conditions. The initiative brought together local medical professionals and a 25-member international team led by Dr. Rodrigo Soto to perform two types of life-saving procedures. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.